up, fire it up.
Fire it up. Fire it up.
What is that?
I don't know, but it's from a movie.
It's just, actually, I thought it was from real life. I thought it was
Three Ninjas, right?
Fire it up.
Did they even do that?
Fire it up.
Isn't it Three Ninjas?
I'm all right. I don't know, man. I think you were going with it, so I thought you should have made it up. I thought you were the genius.
Maybe I am.
Did he lie to me?
Maybe I am. Are
we going to fight?
Not me. Not me either.
I think we are. Let's throw it out.
I'm good.
I'm
not here for the beef, Tony. I'm just here for the cheese.
I knew it. I figured it out just as I googled it. The crow.
Have you seen what that new crow looks like?
I'm a little nervous.
I'm not nervous.
I'm not nervous.
Of course.
It's Bill Skarsgård.
Because he's hot as fuck.
It doesn't matter.
It's giving me Jared Leto Joker vibes.
Yeah.
I'm not happy about that.
Dude, there's some movies that can't exist outside the time that they were made, and this is one of them.
They need to stop making
this
the
crow. This movie was so 90s that it can't leave the 90s.
Can you imagine if they never remade anything, a crow sequel or remake? How legendary that would be now?
How, like, Bruce or
Brandon
Lee's made. Legend would have been bigger.
I think it is because it's the only good crow movie.
That's true.
Ever.
That's true. Because they don't know about Laser Mission. They need to know about Laser Mission.
They do. I've thought about picking it.
Have you really?
Yeah.
What's
Laser Mission?
Laser Mission is Brandon Lee's true legacy.
Oh, yeah. But I remember now.
I can't pick it this year, though, because everybody will
already know. I would instantly know. Yeah. And I'd be like, oh, fuck yes.
Oh, I could pick it.
Yeah.
Because
you're trying to throw everybody off.
I'm trying to throw everybody off this year.
That's right.
That's my thing.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 167 of Brett and Tony with Ash and Abe. I'm Abe.
I'm Brett.
I'm Tony.
I'm Ashlyn.
So the next topic episode is episode 169.
The next topic is 169. Ooh. What are we going to talk about?
69,
dude.
Oh.
Have you guys ever 69 before?
Yeah.
I haven't.
I know.
Shut
it's all right,
the
though.
Fuck up.
Well, because Katie wears pants.
All the time.
All the
time. So annoying.
We want to thank you all for joining us. If you haven't yet, make sure you check out our Facebook page, our Instagram, our YouTube, our X. Did it?
Fuck up. Twiddle.
All of our past episodes.
All of our past episodes. Just Google BTAABM squared. And it'll take you right to us. Or you can just Google Brett and Tony with Ash and Abe. Or you can just Google Fartsicle. Or you can Google Butt Connection.
Butt Connection actually
that's
works.
That's actually our website.
It is our website.
Eventually, I'm working on it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Hard at work.
Hard at work.
You go there, does it say under construction?
Yep.
Does it?
And is the countdown still there?
Probably. I'm not.
I'm gonna go to it real quick. So I'm curious if that countdown's still going.
How long was the countdown?
I don't remember.
I don't know, man.
Like 4 years.
Well, it was one of those.
We'll get to it.
We're gonna get to it.
It was one of those.
Maybe one of the weeks I don't have to edit an episode. We'll get to it.
Yeah, good luck with that, Tony.
It was one of those countdowns that does minutes or hours, minutes. So it doesn't break it down to days, months. It's vague.
Okay.
Yeah. So what are we talking about this week, guys?
Tonight, cheese.
Cheese.
Yep. We're going to try a bunch of cheeses.
Privacy error. It's not great.
What kind of cheeses are we going to?
That's not good.
Our cheese master is playing a game. She'll be done here in a second.
Yeah, let's just wait in silence.
In silence.
Because that's some good pod.
So that she hurries up.
I'm good with that, actually. You think I give a fuck?
I'm not talking until I get some
anyway,
goddamn
it's
cheese.
Beef and cheese.
3.0.
Beef 2? Beef 2.0.
We're doing beef.
Beef and cheese 3.0.
Ugh.
Why is it 3.0?
So do we have to do a beef and then we get a cheese?
Because it technically...
Like as a
you beef, can just eat reward. Cheese.
Because this is our third cheese and our third beef.
This is not our third cheese.
It technically is.
Is it?
We recorded one, never released it. We recorded one and released it.
I didn't...
Yeah, we did a beef one.
So
and
somebody
never...
else bought cheese for the second time because I have never bought...
Yeah, you bought the Fontal twice.
Yeah, we did two cheeses. So.
Yep.
Yep.
I disagree.
Nope, I've listened to the episode.
Sorry, I disagree.
It's okay.
Okay.
Because we had one when we actually rated everything, and then Actually, I have
we had
notebook.
The one with Katie and
I
Bill.
Have your notebook.
Yeah, that's the one we never released.
That's the only one I remember doing.
That's the only one I remember doing too. So.
I don't think we did another cheese.
No, we did
episode.
A cheese.
Yep,
that was the cheese with Bill and Katie.
No, we did no cheese.
I don't remember the other cheese.
Yeah, I don't think it happened.
I think it did. Let me look.
Yeah, you guys look and you play your game. All
here you go.
Cool. What are you
it's
doing?
In there.
Out.
Yeah,
all
the
of our ratings.
Cheese.
No, both of them are in there.
While you guys are doing your own things, it might take a while. So why don't I give them a complete plot breakdown of the stuff?
Go for it.
All right. So at the beginning, there's this scrumptious looking stuff that's coming out of the ground.
Mm-hmm. It is definitely not scrumptious.
You wouldn't eat that shit?
No.
I don't think I would eat anything I find laying on the ground like that.
Like radishes and shit?
No.
You eat vegetables?
No. Because they're prepared for me and washed and... in my grocery store. I know where they're coming from, kind of.
So is the stuff natural or is it from space?
Dude, I haven't watched that movie since podcast back in...
Why has it been so long, eh?
I needed to borrow it
from you.
I thought
you liked it.
I do love it. I do. It's funny.
There's only one cheese in here.
Interesting.
But and it is with Belle and KT. I was going to say, because I didn't buy more cheese. I'm the cheese person.
Are you telling me that this cheese episode is a Mandela effect?
By the way, I helped to buy cheese last time.
I know.
You did.
I didn't this time because I completely forgot we were even doing cheese.
Well, you didn't know because I was like, I'm going to just do beef and cheese for the topic tonight since I have to come.
So if you hadn't, because originally you weren't going to be here.
Right.
What was our topic going to be then?
My exact words were something easy.
Okay. We would have played that fucking game.
We would have played the game. We would have been talking about who knows fucking what.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd have been random.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's a windy one.
Oh my God. I'm right by the door. A fucking umbrella is going to come in and spear me through the chest.
It's just going to get you.
It's the revenge of the umbrella.
Did you need to switch spots?
Ugh.
It's not.
I'm going to die.
There's no umbrellas out there.
I thought that's what we did. Cheese. I don't know.
We did do cheese.
I thought we did twice.
Nope.
I'm with you there.
Two against two. I don't know.
Yeah, but
what
like,
to tell you?
We just looked and there wasn't another cheese one.
There's one cheese board.
Well, I could also
I don't
picture.
I know what you guys are remembering, but it wasn't
I can also
cheese
picture Ashlyn tearing it out because she's OCD about her notebook.
No, I keep the dumbest shit in here, babe.
But then wouldn't she be
look at
even
this.
More?
Okay, I think we did cheese. Okay,
wait, what's that one?
We did do cheese.
What's what one? This is the
cheese ratings. Yep, for the one
but
episode we did
cheese. But I
had
to
cheese.
Make it an actual board.
Gotcha, okay.
Because I was getting all agitated.
Right. I think we did two. I don't know why.
So I think this is beef 3.0 and cheese
2.0.
Yep. Beef cheese 2.3.
To be technical. I mean, we got to be technical.
Yeah, we do.
Yep.
It's in our rules.
Yep.
Dang it. Is it going to be called beef 2, cheese 2?
Ooh, we could do like a scoreboard. Yeah.
Beef
2. Beef
3, cheese 2.
Beef 3.
Beef 3, too cheesy.
Too cheesy.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know.
So what's our...
I'll workshop it.
So, I feel like you're going to, in 2 days, you're going to message that same thing and be like, hey, this is the title. And I'll be like, oh my God.
Yep.
Is that how you do it? Every week? Yeah,
I'm
me
like,
too.
Oh, all right.
All right.
I'm just like, cool. I have a title always, to go in.
Ava's always like, hell yeah, Toad.
Let's go. Let's throw it up there. So what's our system here? Because since we're doing two different ones.
We're waiting for Ashley to...
We're not doing two different ones.
Well, I know we're not doing two different... But we have two different lines of thing.
I already asked this question.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm trying to get us back to that point.
Okay. I thought you were beefing.
No.
Just
I'm
eat,
about to be beefing.
I'm about to be
just
beefing.
Eat the cheese.
Yeah.
And bitch.
About? Just,
that's it.
Whatever the fuck
what
you want.
About?
Whatever you
whatever.
Want.
Whatever.
Right, have you guys had Tillamook?
If you are not, I want to try it.
Tillamook and board?
If you're not familiar with Tillamook, here you go, Tony.
Tillamook.
If you are
shit.
Not familiar is with
it,
Tillamook.
Isn't it Tillamook?
A chop white channel.
There's two O's in there, but.
This is, it's not because we lived like 10 miles from this place.
From Tillamook?
In Oregon.
Is it Tillamook?
Okay.
It's Tillamook.
How do you guys say Roosevelt?
Roosevelt.
Not like that.
You don't definitely say Roosevelt?
Not. No,
you
say Roosevelt.
So Roosevelt?
Yeah.
I've heard it both ways.
And see that right there, that pisses me off because.
What does?
There's no one on this planet that says Teddy Roosevelt.
Actually,
no.
Actually, yeah.
No.
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 Heard it.
Yeah, they have
I've heard it.
Hmm? I'm actually not even lying.
No, I'm not.
I've heard it. I have heard it pronounced like that.
Me too.
And no I offense, like that pronunciation better. Wrong. It sounds cooler.
I'm not goose-lighting you at all.
You're giving me that look because you're used to the Roosevelt.
But yeah. Have you tried Roosevelt?
I think Roosevelt has a cooler.
It has a cool sound. Yeah.
Try
Roosevelt.
Try it.
No, I don't like it.
Try it.
I don't like it at all.
Once you try it, you won't go back.
We're going beef, dude.
Roosevelt.
Babe, that cheese is hot and delicious.
Oh, God.
Can I get some crackers? Can I get some crackers?
We're not doing like one at a time. We're just throwing down on cheese.
Are we waiting? Are we waiting them?
Guys, best episode ever.
Roosevelt.
Roosevelt.
According to Google.
Yeah, but
Roosevelt.
Try Auburn Google.
It makes me feel like I am a pretentious Canadian. Roosevelt. or slightly Swedish. Roosevelt.
You were Canadian on the first one. You were Irish, dude.
Roosevelt.
Yeah.
I'm not Canadian. No, I'm not a fan.
Canadians don't say Roosevelt in the first place.
They say Roosevelt.
They don't say any of it.
No,
they refuse to say the name.
Yeah, because they don't say anything.
He was very against Canadian reform.
He was very against Trump.
That's like saying Hitler in Germany.
Trump and Mexicans.
Yeah.
Dude, I like this white cheddar one. I didn't really care for the spicy one because it was like all spice, not too much cheese flavor.
You don't remember the Roosevelt genocide in Canada?
Oh, yeah. I remember. I was there.
1622?
Yeah.
Just pepper?
Ghost pepper.
Oh, Tillamook. Ladies and gentlemen, Tillamook. It's not everywhere in Burlington. It's hard to find.
The Canada host.
Dude, Tillamook's good.
It is.
I like it. I'm digging the Tillamook.
Fairway and Target.
Can we get crackers too? Can I have some of these crackers?
I can't open this. How do I open this?
What else is there?
There's a tear thing just to the right or left of that.
Some therapy shit.
Yeah.
It's fun to get really upset about it for no reason. Things.
I need some cheese.
I felt very passionate. To be honest, I really don't give a shit what you say. Say what you want, but I still hate it.
Really?
Yeah.
How about Roosevelt? Because he made cheese.
I mean, if it makes you happy, Tony, I will not hate you one way or the other.
This is a pepper jack, creamy pepper jack spread.
I ain't gonna lie though, it's kind of throwing me off with Tillamook.
Yeah.
How slimy it is when you take it out of the package.
It does have a little bit of a thing to it.
Yeah, I don't like the texture.
Yeah. But it's the flavor.
But once you get it in your mouth and start chewing, it doesn't even matter.
I tell everybody about my wiener.
Once you get in your mouth,
it doesn't matter. It
doesn't even matter, man.
Yeah,
the texture might be slightly off.
That's the first thing you said to me.
Yeah, that's the line that got Ashlyn.
Yeah. True story, bro.
So who's next? Who hates what?
That's true though, because you would if somebody said that to you, you would have to know what that D tasted like.
You'd be like, okay, I guess I'm down.
Well, I gotta try it now.
Oh my God, I didn't know that there was a way to open this. Why am I like this?
Let me try one of those. What's this one?
That one's spicy pepper jack. Okay.
I like creamy.
The other one is regular original creamy.
Can I get a creamy thingy moo bobble bobble?
Anyway.
Have you guys ever clicked onto a porn?
Yep.
And it's got the thumbnails and, mm-hmm. Show you kind of what the people are going to look like. And
I like the ones that when you hover over the video before you even click it, it runs through those thumbnails.
Yeah.
I want to know what I'm in for. Continue.
I do too. I know what you mean. And it starts showing you a couple things from it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like that. Sometimes I'm sitting there and I'm like, all right, this one looks good. These two lesbian chicks, right? Mm-hmm. But then you click on it and turns out one of them's got a D.
Oh, yeah.
And then I get excited. I know.
What?
Yeah. I get all excited about it.
You get excited
like,
for
hell
D?
Yeah. All right. I don't know. I kind of like those boards.
Which lesbian normally had the D?
Well, either. Sometimes both.
Like, there's a way to tell.
Like, you get two hot chicks plus a D in the mix. Like, there's no downsides.
Like, sometimes the D just appealed.
Yeah.
I don't like strap-ons.
Yeah, I don't really watch strap-on porn. It doesn't even look like a dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
Yeah.
They should make realistic strap-on dicks.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
For
for sure.
They got to.
Yeah.
Actually, they do. They have some that shoot fake jizz out the end of them.
Shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
They have like a big syringe thing hooked up to it. And I don't know.
Can you buy
fake? To me, that takes all of the.
You got to press the button.
Too. Yeah. Like, motherfucker, it won't.
Right.
And then like it catches then, just wrong. And then you hit it too hard and it just all goes out at once. Like,
oh, I swear this never happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
But do they make fake jizz for those?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Or you can just put whatever you want to probably into it.
Hot sauce.
Hot sauce. Ooh.
Jeez.
I don't know why that's gotta be popped comfortable. In my brain
whip,
first.
Whip
that pre-cum is going to hurt. It's going to burn.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. You get a salt bone.
Oh, there it is. I'm glad. See, Ashlyn, you were the guinea pig on that one.
I don't know. I knew you already said it, and I was like, nope, still tearing it apart like I'm
look
an animal.
Look how pretty it opened, though.
Wow.
With the thing, right?
I wish I would have done that. Look at that shit. Now I got to hold this.
Like, this
get
is
cheese all over my fucking
hands. Put it,
so we were in the same boat.
No, put it on the thing. Put it on the paper towel.
Right, Abe didn't even give me a paper towel.
Ooh. Yeah, it's right there.
Yeah, but it's for the cheese.
Wow.
It's a cheese paper towel.
Abe doesn't love you.
Guys, the laughing cow
is good.
Spicy pepper jack.
It's pretty good,
guys.
I highly recommend that.
I hope you're disappointed. So that I can have them.
I have beef with the fact that a lot of stores don't carry like really good cheese.
Mm.
It's all like the stupid Kraft.
Yeah. I have to go to like five different places to get like five different cheeses.
Yeah.
Well, that are top and notch. The fact that even though Walmart has a gourmet cheese section and Hy-Vee has one, they never overlap.
No.
It's
a fucking annoying.
Yes. So if they don't have it here, you have to go here. And they always change. It's there's sometimes like we found the Fontal. The first time we found it at Walmart, they stopped carrying it. And we happened to find it at Hy-Vee one time.
Probably because we never relate the episode. Oh, we did. I don't know.
They're pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking annoying.
I want a cheese store.
You guys are surprisingly, cheese store would be dope.
Oh,
and you
God.
Go and get samples?
Oh, my God.
Oh,
see,
God.
I'd live there.
That Tillamook, they actually, in Oregon, it's Tillamook, Oregon.
They would do that.
They have a whole creamery, like their whole factory. You can go in and sample all
creamery.
Of their shit.
That sounds like a Friday night in here. Oh, that's stupid.
Stupid.
Yeah. Sounds like an average podcast night.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. That's a weird joke because there's a girl in the mix.
My girlfriend.
I know.
Who do you think's... Never mind.
I guess
that's why crackles? It's a weird joke.
Pat the crackle, please.
You don't get crackers, actually. You had your four already.
Wow.
What?
Which one?
That Laughing Cow's Pepper Jack has a...
The Pepper Jack.
Has a kick.
It's good. I can't stop eating
it's
it.
Laughing at you. No cracking this?
Damn. That is good.
It's so good.
I'm not usually a creamy cheese fan. I like my hard cheeses.
Really?
Mm-mm.
I like them both.
Nope.
Yeah.
This is just above the threshold of it's not disgusting.
Okay.
Of like the softness.
Okay.
There's a line of too soft.
So I like to get some like cheese spread sometimes, like some port wine cheese spread, something like that. Oh, so good. Also, do you know who has a surprisingly, I mean, it's not the best, obviously, but like, a surprisingly good selection of cheese that you wouldn't even think of.
Hmm.
Aldi's.
Really?
Yeah. Weird, huh?
Jessica bought this one cheese.
Yeah. From Aldi's?
Reminded me of vampires.
Garlic?
No, maybe it was from Romania.
Mm.
It was made during the nighttime?
Maybe. I don't remember, but it was really fucking good cheese.
Really? You're going to give him made in the nighttime, but you can't give me garlic?
Sorry.
Mine was a better joke than
that. Was it made out of fat cheese? There you go. No,
I wasn't joking, though.
I know. I wasn't either, really.
I don't remember, but it had this old-ass castle on the front, and it was sharp as fuck. It had the crystals. It was so good.
Does anybody else remember that cartoon on Nickelodeon about the vampire duck?
Vampire duck? No.
No.
Because it made me mad because they always advertised it, but I always missed it. And I always wanted to watch it, but I never did.
You mean Darkwing Duck?
No, not Darkwing Duck. Oh. He was not a vampire.
But he was dark and he had wings. I don't know.
It was the one episode of my life and my childhood that got away because I always wanted to watch it, but I never did.
So, like I told you guys last week, we are eight episodes into Peaky Blinders. Are they going to show a fucking horse race ever? All they talk about on that show, all they fucking talk about is going to horse races. So it's become this like joke for me and Katie. Like, with every single episode, they're like, all right, we're going to the races. And then
I'm
like,
pretty sure they don't.
No, they do. There's a whole episode about the horse.
It actually shows.
But we never see them
the race
racing horses.
No. You've seen behind, like in the back so far, and you did see a horse. He was walking a horse.
He owns a horse at one point.
Yeah.
So there's that. I don't know if they actually show an actual full on race though.
But they're always talking about going to the horse races and they never show a fucking horse race.
I love the way you're talking right now.
With a mouthful.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was getting on here to see.
I know. I'm looking it up, babe, because I got beef with you now.
Were you looking up?
No, I wasn't looking that up. I forgot all about that.
Oh, no.
Who's beefing?
As I put that piece of cheese into my mouth, I'd been breaking it off into pieces. Mm-hmm. It kind of looked like a one. But by the time my brain realized it,
babe, I was
already chewing it. Otherwise, I would have liked to see it again.
Count Duckula. That was used to be a game, wasn't it?
NES game? It's a TV series.
Was it also a game?
Might have been.
Okay. I think there was an NES game based on that.
Let's look.
I was
in your universe, that's called that. But in my Mandela universe, that was called Darkwing Duck.
No, Darkwing Duck was more like a superhero.
Not in my universe. It was like a straight up drama. No superheroes at all.
I don't remember if that was on.
Why did I just? Like I'm done eating
Brett's
cheese.
Done with cheese, guys.
I'm done eating cheese now. What the fuck?
You've cleaned up your mess and everything.
I know.
That's amazing.
I'm like wiping away the crumbs.
Okay, that was a video game. I want to play that now.
I seem to remember that as a kid. I don't know if I've ever played it.
I've never seen that.
I don't know if I mentioned that on Beef 1.0.
Yeah.
If that even came out.
That's true. Mandela Effect. I fucking hate it. I hate it so much, and it drives me nuts.
Wait, why do you hate it, though? Is it because some people probably do believe it?
I guess that or the fact that it's so buzzworthy that everything is an alternate universe now.
Yeah, but I think most people just do it as a joke anymore.
I know, but I think it's a joke that's like it's overstated its welcome.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hey, I like thinking about it. And I like hearing theories and stuff, but it's always easily disproven.
I like that. Yeah. I like the theorizing about other things, but I don't like
and it's a fun theory, I think.
Can we, guys, I want to try something.
Okay.
Can we put in the universe? What if we make up a different name for the Mandela Effect? We Mandela Effect the Mandela Effect.
Can I throw a fun option out there?
Yes.
Roosevelt?
I'm going to say Roosevelt Effect.
Let's just make Abe hate this even more.
I was actually thinking that. I was like, I hope you go. We made deep eye contact on that
I'm
one.
I'm glad I got to the joke first.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, so the Roosevelt Effect.
I walked into that. I get it.
So let's just stop saying Mandela Effect and call it the Roosevelt Effect.
Yeah. I like the Mandela Effect.
What?
Me too.
I think it's interesting.
What that?
Well, see, in Tony's, where Tony's from, his dimension, it's called the Roosevelt
Effect. Yeah, that's why I'm like confused about the Mandela Effect.
Mine is still called the Nelson Mandela Effect.
Yeah.
Yep. Although in my universe,
I think of his face.
It's called Nelson T. Yep. Nelson T. Mandela.
Any relation to Craig T. Nelson?
Because in my universe, his middle name is Theodore.
Like Theodore Roosevelt?
Yeah. It's all coming full circle. No.
Is Mandela Roosevelt?
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I kind of want to slap all of you right now.
Why me?
I don't know. You're encouraging this.
I'm not. I like the Mandela effect. That's all.
Like, what did the
she's just eating peace?
What does the T and Craig T. Nelson stand for?
Theodore.
Okay. Like Roosevelt?
You know what upsets me? When somebody asks me something and I answer them and then they Google it anyways.
Oh, I fucking hate that.
I got beef with that.
It is actually Theodore.
It is not.
Craig Theodore
Nelson.
You're
fucking with me now.
No.
I thought you were fucking.
No, just, it's legit.
What do you think the fucking T stands for?
Teddy? Tony? I don't know. Tony?
What Ted? Do you think Teddy stands for?
Theodore.
Tomahawk?
It's Theodore.
Could be Craig Tomahawk Nelson. You know that's true.
Oh. And Tomahawk could totally be an abbreviation for Theodore. I can see how you get there.
Why would you go by Tomahawk Nelson at that point?
I don't even know who the fuck you Tomahawk. Guys are talking about.
Coach.
Who's this guy?
He's coach.
Coach.
Why the fuck would I know of a coach?
No.
I don't know, coach.
A coach. You ever seen he's the coach.
The TV show Bunko. Parenthood?
No.
Oh, watch that
shit. Have That's you ever good. Seen the TV show Coach?
Nope.
Ooh. You ever seen Devil's Advocate?
No.
Have you ever seen was he in Poltergeist?
The original.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nope.
Did you ever see The Incredibles?
No.
The Incredibles 2?
No.
I thought we had it.
Hard.
He looks familiar.
I saw that porn last night. That was the lesbian one I was talking about.
Oh, was it Twig T. Nelson dick?
Where dicks just start coming out.
Was it hit dick?
Not his, right. No.
It could have been.
No.
You know what also I don't like sometimes in porn is really ugly dicks. I don't even like listening to or watching dick.
I don't like guys in porn. Oh. I have never seen a guy in a porn where I'm like, that's just enough guy.
Oh, I disagree.
They're usually annoying as fuck.
Really?
If they were never spoke a word.
Well, see,
and
I
they
don't,
didn't.
I don't generally listen to the porn. I almost always have it turned off.
Gotcha.
The volume. One, everybody's asleep in the house.
Right.
yeah. So I don't want it to be. But also, like, all right,
this
is a beef. This is a porn beef that I got.
Is it the overacting orgasm?
No, but like, why the fuck are all... It's like the hotter girls that I want to watch the porn. It's like they're always... It's like family. It's like fucking his sister. Yeah. But it's always the hottest girls in porn that are in the like sister porn or the mommy porn and shit like that.
You know they're not related though, right?
That's why you watch that shit without the volume, dude. I don't want to hear them being like,
oh, God.
Oh,
I would,
brother.
Yeah, nope.
You know?
Oh, thanks, sex.
Yeah. Like, we get it. Some people are fucking weird and they like incest.
Yeah, no, from the toy.
Stop just giving the hot girls incest porn to do, please.
Oh, no, it's only the
audience. Why don't you instead?
Can Mississippi exist?
Yeah.
So you find one of those scenarios, right?
Yeah.
You find out who the porn star is, and then you Google her porn.
Yeah, her whole entire family. See if they're actually.
You don't have to Google it. It'll give you an option of just her porn.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Do that instead of because I
guarantee
you.
Yeah, but the ones
you,
that I want to watch are those ones though. The other ones are like fucking. You know, it's not even that cool. It's like all like doggy style, and I don't want all doggy style.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't even like to watch doggy style on porn.
See, that's my big beef with porn is the ridiculous orgasm noises. That and the gluck, gluck. Fuck
dude,
that.
I hate that shit.
What the hell?
But some guys like that.
I know they do.
Gross shit. Dude.
I know.
I don't
guys
like that
like
shit.
Everything.
There's something out there for everybody. I get it. I
Not
get it.
For
that's
me.
Just no.
Like amputee porn?
I'm sure.
Sometimes when I'm looking for a porn, I didn't think, because both of my kids are upstairs. They don't want to be hearing
and
this,
wife.
So I gotta keep it down. She knows I'm a freak, but like, but that's my thing. Like when I'm on, like I always feel like a freak, but then I get onto Pornhub and I'm like looking at some of the things and I'm like, oh, I'm vanilla as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like there's no excitement with me.
Oh man, Santa Claus fucking us stocking.
No, you have me for a little. I'm like Santa Claus.
I'm like, all right.
I watched Santa Claus
fuck
porn.
That ain't bad. Down.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Actually,
Santa.
One of the big memories about Lorelai Gilmore that sticks out to me is her and Bad Santa.
Oh,
fuck me, Santa. Like, all right.
Fuck me, Santa. Fuck me, Santa.
Oh, you're not gonna be walking wife for a week.
See, that's a little bit too far. I don't know about that.
Also, if you got anal in your video, give me a heads up. I don't need to. There's some things I don't want to see.
Like what kind of anal? Any?
Yeah, like any anal.
Finger in the booty?
No, finger in the booty.
I don't really get into buttholes, man.
See, and that's fine, but I don't find it as like a turn off thing. It's just like I can just skip past this part. I don't need it.
Yeah.
But it's when they get too like to the prolapse stuff that I'm like, yeah.
What's the prolapse?
It's just we talked about this before. Booties.
Yeah. I don't get the gaping fetish.
I can't do the gaping.
When isn't that they're trying to make the vagina big?
As big as possible, like as big of a hole as possible.
Oh, I can't.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. They do it with buttholes too, where there's just like a butthole's like literally that big.
I was trying to
like,
get your attention, but I didn't want to.
Yeah.
That's all whole.
I don't want to see your stomach.
I don't need to see. I'm not a doctor. I don't care what's going on in there.
Oh my God. Is there like a thing for belly button like that?
I don't know.
I'm sure there is.
Like probably.
Belly button fucking?
Yeah, sure.
I've never searched for belly button porn.
Dude, I bet there's belly button porn.
There has to be.
All right. Sure. I'll sacrifice my Google.
Thank you. I take one for the table.
There's fold fucking, so I'm sure that there's button fucking.
Are there actually
there's what?
Full oh, porn, though?
100%. There's of gotta what? Be.
Fold
of
fucking?
Fat people and ooh. Fucking the folds or something.
What the fold? Oh, you.
Yeah. There's literally a porn called Find a Fold and Fuck It.
It took a sec before I realized to process that.
I ain't gonna lie. I'll click on that shit sometime. I don't care. There's some hot ass.
So yeah, I bet there's
chicks.
Belly button.
I mean, I'm sure there are. It's just the idea of what else is in there. That's what scares me.
No. They're what usually pretty clean. I think it's just fun to joke about.
Let's see, belly button porn.
I'm interested in this.
You know what, though? There are some like really big women that I find attractive, but I've never been attracted to a really big guy. Even though I'm a really big guy.
That's a big revelation.
I'm sorry. It's more the picture that came up when I Googled belly button porn.
Oh, let's see it.
Let me see.
Oh, so they're straight up banging each other's. They're just.
First of all, if someone touched my belly button, like they're getting punched in the face.
They are having way too much fake pleasure from touching each other's belly buttons.
Yeah.
Hot belly or hot tub belly orgasms.
Wow.
Can you type in dick and belly button and see what pops up?
No, I sacrificed my Google enough for today. Oh, man.
Wow.
Now I feel bad that I don't find big guys attractive.
Oh, what? Well, so I'm not.
I am.
My I missed this whole conversation. So you said there's some big girls you find attractive.
Yeah,
but not
big guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give me a reference.
But
point.
That's just weird though, because there's I don't know. There's like a lot of genders and stuff.
Preferences are preferences.
I mean, you don't think Andrew's cute?
I would fuck Andrew.
Yeah, see?
He's cute, I guess. But like,
see?
I guess that's another part. Like, what definition of big are you using? Like, using tall?
I don't know. Like, my size or bigger.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, I would say Andrew probably a good.
The big show.
I don't mind doughy guys. You know? I don't know why I'm pointing at you because you're the least doughy person that I probably know.
Yeah. Interesting.
Preferences, man.
And there's nothing wrong with it. I mean.
Yeah.
Your whole aesthetic?
Oh.
Nah, bro.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Yeah.
Hold on. That felt unnecessary.
I'm so sorry.
I need some goddamn cheese after that comment.
No, hold on.
That was a beef starter.
So
hey, all of that? Nope.
That got deep, really deep.
Hold on. Okay, so in my head, I said a lot more than what I did outside of my head.
Your whole aesthetic.
So.
Your whole aesthetic. Fuck that.
That did come out so bad.
So we agree. Fat guys are gross, huh?
No. So most big guys that I've seen.
Yeah.
Always have the beard.
Yeah.
Scraggly beard.
Look alike, dude.
Yeah. Like it's always. And I was just thinking about with Andrew, too. big scraggly beard.
Yeah.
That's not my jam.
It's because those big guys were trying to hide the gullet here.
Hey. And that's what I meant by this. See, that.
Yeah, fat guy.
I don't mean this towards you by any means.
Oh, I think he does.
But it takes me back
Tony's
to the,
next after this one.
The Reddit thing of the neckbeard, the neckbeards, and like the there's a whole subreddit of neckbeard nests, which it's the fat guys who have neck beards and they play video games and they're hoard of a gross nest with all their Mountain Dew cans and
oh Derek.
No, that's not Derek though.
Derek, yeah, but Derek's doesn't... like cute.
Yeah, yeah, he is.
I would totally bang Derek.
Oh, I would too.
Yeah, Derek's not a big guy.
Yeah,
well,
he's smaller than me.
He might have a neck beard nest.
Yeah, but he has a neck beard nest.
He doesn't have the neck beard vibe where it's a completely different. That's what I imagine though when you mentioned big guys, that's what I picture is the neck beard thing.
Yeah.
And that's
they don't wear shirts that cover their belly buttons.
I don't like
that's
that.
That's what I meant.
I don't like that. I don't like seeing belly buttons.
I'm not a beard girl. I don't like beards.
Yeah.
I hate your fucking beard when you have it.
Oh, yeah. He had it
hate
now.
Hate your mustache even more.
Damn.
Not even like this little 5 o'clock shadow stuff
going
on?
Yeah, he's fine. Yeah. That's like a fucking 11 o'clock shadow.
Not for an Abe. This is...
That's a lot.
It's like a 2 week shadow.
Yeah, this is a lot of work for an Abe.
It took him all year to grow that.
This is a lot of hard work and me sitting on the toilet going, to get it to pop out.
Yeah, I'm not a beard kind of girl. Hmm. No thanks. On anybody.
Well, your whole aesthetic, I don't like either.
About time somebody said it.
Uh-huh. We've all been thinking it for years. Abe, too.
Yeah, we had secret conversation behind your back about it.
That's adorable. And I still have him. That's crazy.
Abe's always like this.
Yeah, look what I have to go home with tonight. Ew. While you're taking a dump in the bathroom. Like,
I say that to
like,
make you guys feel better.
He's like, Abe's always like, I'm taking one for all of mankind.
You're also, welcome. If it makes you fucking feel better, Tony's whole thing, not it either.
Okay, but why?
Because
break him down like you broke me down.
First of all, the only thing I broke down about you was your beard, because you're not even fat. You're just a little chub-chubs.
No, what I heard was I remind you of every other fat guy.
That's because
that's what
beard.
You wanted to hear.
Yeah. Mm. With Tony's whole thing, first of all, his hair's always fucking up. I fucking hate it. You're damaging your hair for no reason. I don't like a man who don't try.
See, the thing that I don't get. Okay, we're talking beef. I got beef with your hair too.
Yeah. All right.
You have the long hair.
Yeah.
Why don't
you
ever
lay?
Why don't you ever have it down? I never see you with your hair.
You
down.
Might as well buzz it's it, old. Dude.
You might as well just take
100%.
It off.
100%. Just buzz it.
I have my hair down all the time when nobody's around.
Yeah, why the fuck do you
what
even
the
have
fuck?
Long hair? That's crazy.
Rock it down. It looks so good down.
It 100%
I don't know
does.
Why you don't have it down.
I don't
more.
Either. That's crazy.
That's my beef. You don't wear your hair down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you're shit. Like, I'll remember that
here
fat guy.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Oh, I thought he was going to pull it out right now.
I did.
And then get cheese all in his hair. He's doing it.
I have fucking beef with Abe's hair right now, too.
Oh, dude, I have beef with my hair right now.
You're
trust
getting
me.
To mullet stage,
I know.
Babe, and I can't do that. But I don't like mullets. Not
I know.
Into it.
I know, but I we know. Both know I'm lazy, and I will not set up a
hair appointment.
That's the one.
Yeah.
And I don't like hair appointments because I hate pretending to have conversations with people.
I just don't think Abe could look bad.
The hair's
right now.
To it.
Dude, no.
The hair
is rough.
No, it still looks great to me, man.
No.
Yeah.
The funny thing is I brush my hair every night and it looks really good.
Also, Tony has too much mass for me anyways.
Well, that's
okay. I guess you would too.
Well, yeah, but it's different mass.
What did that
mass
mean?
Mass is mass.
He cultivated the mass
you got
already.
Too much going
I'm still,
on.
Yeah,
I'm still mass.
She
body
likes,
for
she
me.
Likes the
like
borderline a- heroin addict.
Mm.
Look.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
What she's saying is I'm built. Really
you're built.
Good.
You're
know
built.
What? Yeah.
You
like
could take
lean.
Me in a fight.
I like really lean.
Yeah.
Because I don't like muscle dudes either. I just
Sorry,
like a
that's
lean
why
guy.
Yeah. She actually.
You got too much muscles.
Yeah. And you got
I got too,
much, too
fat.
Much fat. Yep.
You have too much beard.
And Abe is just perfect.
Well, yeah. I agree with that part.
Mm, his hair is fucked up.
I don't agree with that part.
No.
Yeah.
And the facial hair.
When he goes down on you, do you play with his hair? I would all the time.
I'd just be like, oh, hey.
Why are you doing it like a piano?
No. Actually, I could see it as somebody like, you're doing it wrong, babe.
Like you're watching laundry, dude, like 1800s, like
a cheese griddle. Yeah, like that.
This has taken a turn.
Interesting.
Tony started it.
Oh, how did I start it? This whole aesthetic started it.
All right, that was my bad, but I just had the fucking beer from.
Well, one thing that we have to mention is just because it's not her cup of tea doesn't mean it's not somebody else's. There's nothing wrong with, we talked about it earlier with,
that's true.
With you, with the big guys.
I don't care if you like this body, your mom does.
Well, you ain't got to get mean with it.
I'm not mean. She do.
You're a weirdo.
Why is that weird?
You're just a fucking weirdo.
I mean, it is true. She has complimented him.
Uh-huh.
Not his body.
She likes my tits.
Now we're going to have to ask mom about your tits.
I don't think she would ever use the word tits.
No.
To be honest.
Oh, she's not a tits.
Okay, man. No.
I'm a tits person. Man, mom's boobies. Not a tits person.
Okay. But you're not a tits person in actual tits.
Oh, if we're fucking and you're like,
no, like,
I'm going to slap your tits, I'm going to be like, you're going to get the fuck off me.
Or even it's like you would never call Brett's tits.
No,
I would call them teat one and teat two.
You're right. I wouldn't.
You are a, that's the tits. Or a funny joke about the word tit.
Or my tits.
Actually, I would be like boobies.
I think I say titties.
I say boobies. More than tits. I say boobies.
Boobies.
Back in high school, Matt used to always say tits instead of its in any sentence that he would use its.
He still does.
He would do it. It would crack me up, dude.
No, because he gets that from my dad. My dad would say penis butter every time. I think he's so funny.
I'm sorry. Did you say penis butter?
Yeah.
Instead of peanut butter?
Yeah. He said that growing up.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, he thinks it's so funny.
Oh, you like that ghost pepper?
I didn't have one yet. I want to try that.
Oh, yeah. I stole your piece.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, you want some peanut butter?
See, I don't think there's any word for boobs, any word that you can use that's not going to make me laugh in some way because they all sound childish.
Yeah.
Boobs.
Breasts.
Boobies. Breasts.
Really?
Tits.
Yeah, miracles.
See, Breasts.
Brett's breasts, yes.
That sounds like somebody who's really immature and they don't know how to, like, breasts? Can I touch your breasts? It'd make me laugh.
The wobbly
things?
I would
just laugh.
I like to call them.
Wobbly things?
Wobbles.
Breasts, that would make me laugh too.
The sweater, meat sweater or sweater meat? That's one.
The bra milk?
Bra milk, yep.
That's not one.
If anybody said that. If,
bra milk.
Ladies, if anyone says bra milk to you.
It's Tony. And slap run.
God, that's my
that's my go-to.
That's my go-to
that's
line.
My go-to.
The only one more that white I accept guys. Is chest. Ooh.
Not chesticles?
No.
Like, not like
that. Can I see those chest vaginas?
Yep. You didn't like that one?
No.
Yeah, I don't like it either. There's not a cheese flavor.
No, it's a texture.
Oh, that was a weird texture.
It's very that cheese that they around Christmas, we were doing cheese. Pepperidge Farm, where it's the cheese that's okay, quote unquote, okay to be warm, that always tastes fake and like really rubbery. And you did it again.
I fucking cleaned up again, dude.
Nope, not a fan of that one.
Yeah, you fucked up,
man.
Oof.
Although, dude, the sliminess on this white cheddar is almost turning me off. But the taste is so good. It doesn't even matter.
Ooh. The non-prepackaged ones, like those, they're not quite as slimy.
Yeah.
Like the regular blocks.
The blocker?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I know what you mean by the texture. I'm with you. You know what I think that is, though? I think that's just Swiss.
That could be. I'm not a big Swiss fan.
I'm not a big Swiss fan either.
Yeah. No, I don't like Swiss.
We have so much in common, guys.
We should hang out sometime.
You know,
we should. We could start a podcast.
You know what I hate? Having things in common with people. Man,
it's too much work.
You know what I hate? When I ask people if we're going to do like swimming camping, you know, and then people don't fucking message me back and say, oh, I'll talk to someone, or I'll look at my schedule, or I'll see if it's possible.
Oh, like on Monday, hey, what's the topic? And then nothing. And then like, Tad message, we spawn right away. Jason responds, we spawn right away. What?
You know what? I fucking hate. I hate sending in my script and then nobody fucking reads it. That's annoying. Like,
you know, 3 pages, and then you talk about all the books you read this week and such, you know?
Like, holy shit, I didn't think about that.
You know?
That's amazing. I didn't read your script, bro.
I know, nobody did.
I was busy.
There's a lot of hostility at the table right now. It's kind of exciting.
So, all because I made a joke that wasn't even funny.
I know! Well,
all because you did not respond to me. Like, so what topic?
Everyone was waiting for this moment.
I know.
Someone makes the first stab.
Holy shit, there's real beef.
We're supposed to save this for Patreon, guys.
No, keep going.
No, that's for the real fights.
Yeah.
I thought this was.
Like real fights.
Real fights. This is just dumb because actually I'm like, I wanted to respond, but I'm like, you know what? No, nobody responded to me. So I'm going to wait 2 days and then I wait 3 days and it was awkward.
Huh.
I don't like that. You know why?
Why?
Because I have to fucking plan a camping trip for 8 people.
Uh-huh.
That's a lot of fucking work.
Uh-huh. 8 people. When do we get 8 people?
I don't fucking know. I don't know how many people. 7 people. It's 7 people.
If Ashley shows up this time.
Well, he was busy last time.
Uh-huh. And that's the only time I could hang out for one time.
But I have to plan a camping trip. And so I need to know. I need to know. If we're going fucking camping.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Uh-huh.
Wow, this is kind of fun.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
So, let me fucking know.
So what time were you thinking? What day? What?
Well, it's going to be a swimming one, right? Because Rora wanted a swimming one.
Okay, so what time?
I think so.
What time are we looking for?
She got a full-time job, so I'm sure she'd throw in on a boat if
like,
had one.
Like, are we looking at July, August?
I don't know.
Let me know. I'm free.
Well, I can't let anybody know until I know everybody's schedules, Tony. Mm-hmm. What do you think planning is, Tony?
He's done with this.
Hey, but he's trying to plan right now, though, with the movie script.
Well, he's mad at you about the movie script.
I just wanted to know how good it was.
That's true. He's mad at all of us about the movie script. Not just you.
I like the way you worded it. Not like I wanted to know if it's good. I want to know how good it is. Yeah. I love you, Joe.
I need to know how bad you guys want to film this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
have you guys been holding that in this past like week or two?
Have you not felt this?
No. I just assume everybody has their own lives that we're all trying to live.
I am living my life, but I have to fucking plan the camping trip because we have nobody else who will.
Yeah.
So I have to get it on it.
I know, but
yeah,
to be so angry though.
Yeah, it's agitating. Huh. But me and you already have problems with communication.
Yeah,
we've fought about it several times.
Plus, and you literally have to tell me that you're mad about something.
Yeah. So I mean, here I am, and I'm like, hey, buddy, we got fucking beef, bro.
Hey, what topic are we doing?
Because I got beef with you too. And then he's like, anytime, just let me know. I'm like, Tony, that's not a fucking answer. And then he did tell me he has some PTO, so we're good now.
No, I got like 16 days.
Yeah, now I know that.
I blame Abe for not responding to me on last Monday for this entire thing.
Cool.
So I can't get mad at
Abe. I blame Brett for...
Although, I went through the whole thing of asking the topic for like the first 2 years.
That's true.
Every so often.
And nobody would ever
respond. I get it.
I always respond.
There's a fucking now communication breakdown,
but back in the day. And I mean, it's fine. I get it.
I always throw out a topic every time. And then that's no one we normally go with.
I don't know. I just figured we'd talk about it in person or something like that.
No, I hate that shit.
I like talking about things in person instead
of... I hate that shit. Well, why don't you be like, we'll talk about it in person.
Yeah, you should say that.
But just assume that. Also, like, I do like respond in my head a lot.
And that doesn't help.
I know it doesn't help. I mean, it happens to everybody, not just you.
More upsetting when I'm waiting for a reply and then Jason respond to a message and you reply to that right away.
Tony's mad about that one.
Yeah, but hold on. In that defense.
And then Tad were like, and then Abe responded to that one right away.
Huh.
See, I can't get, you well, can't get sorry. Mad at me.
No, I'm not mad at Ashlyn. Ashlyn is perfect.
You know why? Because I don't fucking talk to any of them. I know. I'm
jealous.
Not in, I'm in the like
I'm
boards
jealous.
Or whatever, but I don't say
anything. Yeah. Sorry, man.
Unless miss you guys. Oh. Hi, guys.
Didn't realize it was bugging you. I yeah. apologize.
Yeah.
I'll try not to do it again.
Okay.
Okay.
And fine. That was the snowball effect. I'm like, I'm not responding because I didn't.
Huh. Yeah, but I'll be honest. Like when
that's so petty, you get, Tony.
You get I am mad, so petty.
You get mad in some of the groups that we're in together. You get mad and stop replying and stop opening things.
Yeah,
and
that's why I'm at. The
I don't ever until you tell me that that's what you're doing. I don't ever recognize it.
Oh, I'm like you know how many groups I'm not mad because I'm
no lie. I literally think Tony's mad all the time.
Like, look at that.
Actually,
look,
I kind of do like, now, too.
Look at that.
Doesn't it seem like he's mad? Doesn't he seem more mad than he used to be at things? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man.
It's all good.
Well.
Especially because Tony goes radio silent.
Yeah, anyway.
A lot in our group chat. And sometimes I'm like, Tony's
he would just
mad.
Do it to go right, too. Back, he used to, you know.
What?
He used to just go radio silent because he was, like, working on a project for a couple weeks.
Now I just assume he's mad. Well. Tony Mad. This is the 2 years of Tony Mad and Tony Hate Movies.
Yeah, I hate movies. I'm mad.
This is the 15th year that I'm mad at Brett for not being communicative.
Oh, yeah. I apologize. I'll try to be better, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I already try to be better.
You look so defeated.
One of these
times, it's so cute.
Like, one of these times, I'm going to get so angry. I'm gonna, like, and he responded to Jason. I'm like, hey, Jason, can you add Brett there so he responds?
Oh, my God. I would die. I'd just sit there waiting for answers. I'd be like, what's happening?
And then I probably still wouldn't even know that you're mad at me.
Yeah.
He mad at me?
Yeah. I wouldn't even think to ask, and like, man.
Yeah, Chad. Yeah, Jason. I'm here right away. Tony,
cute.
What are we doing?
Yeah, I'm sorry I make you jealous of him. I didn't realize.
Yeah.
Jesus, so good.
Also, when you're saying their names right now, you're like, and Tad,
and you're Jason. Mad at
him instead of me.
I know. I'm mad because I'm jealous.
Don't be mad at them.
I'm more jealous of them. I wish I could get that response.
Yeah,
Can we like gang up on Abe now?
What's wrong with
Abe? Abe is gone. Abe is
gone. Abe, do you get mad at me? Do you get mad at me?
Do you get mad at me?
Not really? Okay.
He listens to my rants about you, though. So
if I get mad, it's going to be for a very short period of time, and I'm going to forget about it quick.
Yeah. Well, I don't. I like a festival.
Tony, you are a festerer. Why are you? Oh, so. Does she have fluid boobs? Did I tell you she was getting fluids?
Yeah.
But I like to tell in person if I'm mad, because if I do it in text, I think I will go too far.
You know what? I'm like,
but then
the longer
you hold on to that, then because we see each other once every 2 weeks, usually.
I know.
It's going to be even bigger.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. We should hang out more.
You should just say you're mad when you're mad. That way we all just know when you're mad.
I'll try.
Because I just think you're fucking mad all the time.
Oh, you really want 100%. That cheese? Holy shit.
Not mad.
Oh, you like cheese?
She loves all human food.
Do you just love cheeses? What is this, me, babe?
Except for baby food. She's been on baby food
for
like 2 weeks now.
Why are you giving her baby food?
But
is
now
she's
over
it?
Soft.
Now she's over it, dude.
Yeah.
Oh.
Been there.
Yep.
She's been having some liver problems.
Yep. Little liver baby.
Yep. I had to get her some medicine.
Aw.
Why are you putting... Fuck it.
I'm putting cheese in this box.
Why are you putting cheese away?
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you want more cheese?
I don't know. Are we still eating cheese?
We'll wind down the podcast now.
Oh, are we?
Yeah. I just didn't want Zozo to eat all the cheese and then not be able to
poop. Zoe, go get Katie,
your
dude.
Your mom's calling her. Oh, and she's like, okay.
Oh, she had pants on. Go get her.
Go.
Oh, cat.
It's all gone.
Cat's in the way.
Here, do you want some of this? Do you want some cracker? Pick up.
Oh, she's like,
therapeutic episode.
Yeah.
There nothing ever even got out except for, oh, you're mad at Brett.
I mean, if you guys feel good, that's all that matters.
No, because
he talks to boys.
Because he responds to only two people.
That's not true.
And Katie.
Also, sometimes if I don't know what to say, I just won't respond. Like
a lot of the times I'll read it and like, I need to get back to that. And I forget.
Cause you wrote about the script and I hadn't had a chance to read this yet. So I didn't respond.
Mm-hmm. You can't have crackers neither.
Okay. Homework.
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 Read the script. Read the script I'm going to send out tomorrow. I wrote a different one. I wrote a different one because I would like kind of like, maybe this is not as good as I thought.
Don't worry at homework and maybe I'll do it.
Hold on. I'm sorry. Did you just get mad at us for not reading a script that now you're not even sure that you like it and you're making another script?
Made another script.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You made another script. Yeah. And you're yelling at us for not reading a script.
Yep.
You know what else I'm mad at? Doctors.
Oh, yeah.
Cancel.
Oh, fuck that.
On their patients.
Yeah.
No, I'm mad because I was self-consciously. I'm like, ooh, maybe this is not good. And then I probably should have to redo something.
Oh.
If that makes sense.
You got it in your head about it?
Yeah, I got it in my head.
That makes sense.
I don't know. Hi, pretty girl.
But I it might be a happy ass in that because I think the one I'm working on,
yeah,
I think it could be the one.
Okay. So don't read
you're
the
welcome.
One. Don't read the one that you sent.
Actually, read the one first. You sent because
read the one tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So read them both and you'll be extra
read them both?
Happy.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the only thing in life that will make me happy. That and a blunt response.
Yeah, I'm going to have to respond to you right when we end the podcast today.
To all of them.
Yeah.
To go back through the
everything
the group chats.
Yeah. Shit, was there more?
Oh, I forgot to hit send, Tony. Here's all of them.
You know, like, you missed one. You son of a bitch.
Hilarious. You guys are all so cute. Okay, but for real, camping, we got to figure out a month.
Yes.
We got to figure out when we're filming all our Snap project.
Oh, yeah. We got a lot of figuring out to do. Zoe has to figure out her life.
I was very communicative and getting the ball rolling for the spider movie, by the way.
You were?
Well.
What happened?
The spider's almost done, too.
I saw your picture. I didn't comment on it.
So, why wouldn't you?
Jesus
I was
Christ.
Busy. I was playing dinosaurs.
Hey, you know who I bet you would have responded to if they sent?
No.
Tad and Jason?
I wouldn't have.
I know.
I don't respond to them anyway.
Me neither.
Tad.
Yeah, Johnny, you're just as bad as Brett, though.
I know.
You're just as bad as Brett.
I know.
You do the same things. Oh, my gosh. This is called double entendres.
Nope.
Double-sided.
Nope.
Double jeopardy.
No, I know what you're trying to say.
Hopscotch. Hopscotch.
Double standards.
Double standards.
Standards.
Oh,
toners.
Oh, I thought you were going to say hypocritical.
That too.
Them are fighting words, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? Hypocrite is a lot meaner than double standard.
Yeah.
I'll say double standard for you.
Okay.
What about for me?
Asshole.
Yeah.
Damn, fat asshole, right? With a beard.
No, if you say fat asshole, it makes me think of an asshole that's really fat.
Okay. Like the asshole itself is
yeah,
fat?
Yeah, like the asshole is really fat. Hmm. Like a fat asshole, I've never called somebody a fat asshole.
I've called Brett fat asshole.
I bet you just tonight on podcast you did.
That was it for beef. It's not very good beef.
Why?
I mean, it's a fine episode. It's just I didn't get allowed out of my beef.
Because we had a lot of cheese to... distract yourself.
I thought you were like, oh, episode wasn't that good.
Yeah.
No, at the end of every episode, you're just going to be like, oh man, that
blows.
Why would you waste a month? Somebody waste their time listening to that.
I mean, we still got time. We want to get some beef out.
Yeah, get some beef out, dude.
I don't know what else I have beef about.
That fat guy playing the bass.
No,
plays
no,
for
I just
got
him for your beef.
That's
you
true.
Know what I'm really excited about?
What's
up? Is 2025. You know why?
Tattoos?
It's the year of the snake, bro. That's my fucking year.
Taylor Swift.
That's when 2025 is going to be a great year.
Reputation dropping.
It's going to be a great year.
Reputation Taylor Volgen dropping.
No, that's my fucking year. It's not Taylor's fucking year. It's my
fucking
year.
So wait, why was it your year?
What?
Why is it your year?
Because she was
born. Am I too fat to understand?
Yeah.
No, it's the year of the snake, the Chinese zodiac.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, you know what year? You know what mine is?
I have to wait for
the
fucking ever.
The placemat
at Great Wall.
You know what mine is?
I was a rat.
What?
The ball.
Nice. Dude, I could see that. I had to wait for so long because obviously, you know, you got to go through what, 12 fucking animals?
A bull?
Yeah.
Every 12 years is my year. That's bonkers.
Yep.
But next year is going to be great. Poor mom. Hers was the year of the rat, and that was when COVID hit. That's me. It was when COVID hit. What's your old Abe?
The tiger, I believe.
He's cool. He's always fucking cool.
I always
cool.
thought the dragon was really cool, but I do like the snake. He's cool.
I got a fucking pig.
Yeah, he can't even get a normal. He's got to have a lion.
I know, right?
God, tiger.
Damn. Same tiger.
Same thing.
Definitely fucking not.
A, step up from a lion, but.
Animal beef. Time to get it out.
Jesus.
Any more beefs?
Any more cheese?
No, we ate the cheese.
Yeah.
Well, we're going. Cheese. Oh, no cheese.
I'm going to be cutting the cheese later.
Oh, I'm going to have some funky faults.
I totally expect all of you later to be talking about your poops. Probably tomorrow morning.
Yeah. Although this isn't as bad as our actual cheese episode. No. Like, we haven't eaten.
No, if you respond.
This is a nice snack.
I felt like the cheese. I liked this because it wasn't like we weren't grading cheeses like thinking hard.
Yeah, well, no pressure.
It was just like a therapeutic. Like you get to, you know,
let
like
it out.
It's like the wine and cheese club on Parks and Rec.
Yep.
Yeah, we should have that.
True. Or no, it was cigars and fish.
Wine and cheese.
Was it wine and
cheese?
Oh. Cigars and fish. That sounds so gross.
I know.
Maybe I'm thinking of Anne saying she can't have fish and Donna's always smoking a cigar.
Yeah. Wow. Because she was pregnant at the
time. I think that's what it was. No, I can't think of any of my beefs now. I got a lot of fucking beef though.
Neckbeards, number one.
Yeah.
No, I don't. It's not number one. You know what my number one is?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
What is it?
Gummy bears.
Nah, I like gummy bears. They don't have any.
If it has anything to do with food, it's not.
Okay. Let's think. I don't know. What is it?
Yeah, what is it?
I also don't know.
No. I think the thing that I rage on the most is people that don't use turn signals.
Loud noises.
God.
Styrofoam. Mm.
Styrofoam probably for Tony.
Fucking people lines.
Mm. Someone yells at me. Nah.
You know what I really hate? You know what really grinds my gears? Mm. Is when... I'm in line at Dairy Queen and they only have the one, right? This just happened last week to me. Like, there's two groups of people in front of me, right? And it just looks like there's that one line, right?
Yeah.
But then like somebody comes out from the back and opens a second line and then somebody from behind me jumps up there.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah.
Fuck you,
you know what?
Dude.
You know what I like? Whenever I did that, like, when I worked at Target, I always went to the person. Hey, I can in the next line. Hey, I can help you over here.
Yeah,
you know the way it should be.
Yeah.
Next. Yeah.
Come on, I ended up posting the chick next there, in get line. Their food.
Yeah. Fuck this.
But speaking of ice cream, you know what's back?
What's up?
Cold Stone Lucky Charms ice cream. Amazing.
Is that good?
Yeah.
I don't like Cold Stone.
They didn't have it last year.
I like Lucky Charms.
Yeah, they didn't have it last year, but by popular demand, I've been waiting for 2 years for this.
Wow.
I'm going to be happy.
Yeah. You like Cold Stone, huh?
Yeah.
I think I've only had them once, but they were a little overpriced for my
taste. But I got me up. Yeah, I like it.
Is that your favorite in town?
Yeah.
Is Cold Stone?
Yeah.
It's a lot of ice cream. They give you a lot of ice cream. I guess that's probably why it's overpriced for me.
Probably.
Because I don't eat all that ice cream.
I mean, I don't eat though all the time, but when I
do. One scoop girl.
Okay.
That's me.
But I don't know why, but I like the ice cream.
Anywhere. I like a scoop of ice cream. Like,
you don't
know,
have a favorite place in town.
I like the ice cream because it tastes better than Dairy Queen.
I like Dairy Queen Grandpa's. Chocolate cone, though, is fucking good.
Yeah, I've been to Grandpa's forever.
Grandpa's is...
Last time I was there, they showed me $7 for an ice cream cone. I don't know why. I still don't know why.
I don't know why, but I don't know. I like the homemade ice creams better than the soft serve ice cream.
Whitey's in Iowa City, that's pretty good.
Yeah. They used to have a place called Four Queens up in Cedar Falls. That was really good when I lived up there. Like, real good.
Yeah.
I fucking hate thunderstorms. Oh, my God. It's so loud. I'm uncomfortable.
wish I had an orgasm every time I put her.
Me? Oh, that's your superpower?
Wouldn't that be crazy?
But that's it. So you're just waiting for Ray.
That's the only time I can come.
Yeah.
Like, and not unofficial, but it has to be real.
Yeah.
So you can't use sound effects.
So, like, what if I was trying to have a kid? Like, we would have to time our...
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Her ovulation period and nature together.
Yeah. So spring and fall, that's your best bets.
Oh, man.
Yep.
The way God intended.
Don't move out west.
Nope.
They ain't got them out there.
Nope. I can live in, like, Seattle, though. Just be coming all the time.
It rains, but it doesn't always necessarily thunder and lightning. It's really weird. Really weird.
Maybe when it's raining, but no thunder, I'm just like pre-coming. I'm just like leaking.
Is that what the song is waiting a minute about?
Yeah, that's basically.
And then you just move to the place.
Yeah.
You're just always
pre-coming.
Like Seattle? You mean Seattle?
Yeah. You moved to Forks, Washington?
Ooh, Twilight. Twilight.
I don't know. It's in fucking... Washington.
Yeah, thanks everybody.
It was relevant.
If you're still listening, thank you. If not, I understand. I get it. If you tapped out on this episode,
it's thunderstorming and I'm scared.
Okay, bye.
You're listening to the Prescribed Films Podcast Network, home to hundreds of hours of free podcast entertainment. The shows on this network all have a common goal, providing you with the best discussions about movies and other forms of entertainment media. The PFPN hopes to fill your earholes with audio joy. Visit our website with links to all the other amazing shows at www.thepfpn.com. Thanks for listening.